Sporty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Gianni Infantino, the president of World Football's governing body, FIFA, is in Africa less than 3 weeks before a big CAF election in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Ahmad Ahmad, the president of Madagascar's Football Federation, is seeking to topple incumbent CAF president Issa Hayatou, who has been in charge of African football since 1988. Reports from Harare and Johannesburg say there has been intense lobbying taking place as Ahmad tries to get the 28 votes needed to beat Hayatou ahead of the March 16th elections. Among those pledging support for Ahmad are Liberia FA President Musa Baliti, Nigeria Football Federation President Amaju Pinnock, and the 14-nation Council of Southern Africa Football Associations, COSAFA. In Johannesburg, FIFA chief Gianni Infantino met with more than 50 presidents of African football associations. The talks were behind closed doors, but FIFA officials say Infantino outlined plans for an expanded World Cup field in 2026. Africa's Football Association presidents told Infantino they want at least 10 places in a 48-team World Cup. That would double the 5 places Africa has at the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. Infantino also discussed football development assistance for Africa, as we hear now from reporter Samson O'Malley.
Gianni Infantino is saying FIFA's main mission is to develop the game of football on the African continent. His comment is coming after the Federation's three-day football summit that ended in Johannesburg yesterday.
When it comes to football development and when it comes to infrastructure projects and so on, I've already come to about 10 African countries. I'm traveling now in the next few days to another 5 or 6 countries, and I'm learning still as well on what the needs are. But you can be sure that on a country-by-country basis, we will develop the necessary project, which will be tailored, so we will be able to present concrete results on a country-by-country basis on what impact we have had in Africa.
And ahead of the CAF presidential election, Nigeria Football Federation President Amaju Pinnock has once again voiced out his support for Madagascar's Ahmad Ahmad, who is the sole challenger to the long-term ruling Issa Hayatou in next month's Confederation of Africa Football presidential election. In Ethiopia, the NFF president said he was joining forces with those advocating for a change in the leadership of the continental ruling body CAF because people want change and a new generation of leadership.
I just feel at this point that there are post-election differences between Gianni and Issa Hayatou that to me are irreconcilable. And I've come out to say, yes, I'm supporting Ahmad Ahmad from Madagascar, and I don't have any regrets about supporting him.
The Nigerian Football Federation becomes the first dominant voice after the 14-member Southern Africa regional body COSAFA endorsed Ahmad's candidacy. And FIFA President Gianni Infantino will have a chance to watch Ugandan football raw talent on Saturday when he heads to Lugogo Stadium to watch KCCA under-17 play Luenza under-17 in an organized friendly match. Infantino will engage President Yoweri Museveni at the State House upon his arrival before embarking on more football-related activities on Saturday. In volleyball news, the Algerian men's under-23 volleyball team qualified for the World Championship in Egypt after beating Mauritius 3-0 in Algiers in their second match of the men's under-23 African Volleyball Championship. And finally, homeboys winger Oscar Ayodi and Kenya Hakulin Frank Wanyama have made a return to Kenya 7 squad for the World Rugby 7 Series in Las Vegas and Vancouver. Kenya 7's head coach Innocent Simuyu said Wanyama and Ayodi have been drafted to replace Oscar Uma and Brian Tagger, with the rest of the team unchanged.
I don't think Argentina and Russia can match us in terms of physicality on the breakdown. But New Zealand will be a tough physical battle because they can run and they can they're quite physical in their approach.
I am Samson Omale from Abuja, Nigeria.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
Voice of America!
Hi, my name is Florence Mwale, and I work as a reporter at Capital FM here in Malawi. With the world now a global village, the VOA's place cannot be overemphasized, since most of the issues it airs are pertinent to the advancement of least developed countries such as Malawi. All of us here at Cabaret Radio Malawi are thrilled to be associated with the VOA as a partner station. Some of VOA's programs on our schedule include Straight Talk Africa and Daybreak Africa. As Cabaret Radio Malawi, we are excited to be associated with the VOA. And now as the VOA celebrates its 75th anniversary, we look forward to more live radio interactions and strengthened relations. Happy 75th anniversary, Voice of America, from Capital Radio Malawi.
Thanks, Florence, and thanks, Capital Radio Malawi, for your partnership with the Voice of America. As the VOA celebrates the 75th anniversary year of its first broadcast, I've had a chance to reflect on some of my sporting thrills during my nearly 30-year VOA career. In 2010, I made my first and only trip to South Africa to cover Africa's first and only World Cup football tournament. I remember a lot of music being released to help celebrate football's premier event coming to Africa for the first time. Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga teamed up for a World Cup song called Celebrate Africa. Let's give it a listen.
Land of Africa, a beautiful people.
people united in a rainbow color. A people with a culture that never grows weary.
That's Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atonga with their World Cup song, Celebrate Africa. And another 2010 World Cup song, here's Somalia-born singer Kanan and Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's zone. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest.
for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave and flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say, but look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggle in,
fighting to eat,
and we wonder in,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
That Somalia-born singer Kanaan with his 2010 World Cup song, Wavin' Flag. Ready to wave the sports social media flag is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Happy Friday and sporty greetings, Andrew.
Very happy Friday to you, Sonny, and a sporting greetings as well.
Welcome back. What's trending in the sports world?
Well, speaking of waving the flag, we're going to see the checker flag waved Sunday at the Daytona 500, one of the biggest, if not the biggest race in NASCAR racing. And so we're seeing, ahead of the Daytona 500, a lot of social media being incorporated. As we saw last year, the Daytona 500 is going to have a little emoji for their hashtag, hashtag Daytona 500. But we're also seeing them do some really cool stuff with Snapchat, in particular, doing some Snapchat live stories starting into the weekend race, starting today and tomorrow into Sunday. And they're going to be using this thing called the Spectacles, which is a new Snapchat device. It's kind of like a pair of sunglasses with cameras on it. And what they're going to do is they're going to give those to some of the drivers. So you're going to get a firsthand look at through their eyes what they're seeing as they do some of the pre-race preparations, as they get into the cars, as they start to get ready for the race. So very exciting. If you want to follow that, you can follow that on the Daytona 500 Snapchat. And then also on other social media, as we talked about, that emoji on Twitter with that hashtag Daytona 500, and also Facebook Live. They've been doing a lot of interviews with drivers in the lead up to the race on Sunday, and a countdown, which is, I think this is my favorite other than the spectacles, a 500 hour countdown to the race that you can put up on social media. So they've been publicizing that heavily before Sunday.
Andrew, I would say another 500-mile race, the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500, generally regarded as the two premier auto races here in the USA.
Absolutely, and that's a big reason why they've got so much social media presence now, and they've been incorporating that into these races. We've seen it with the Indy 500 as well. as we've talked about with other sports leagues broadcasting on social media, it's all about bringing in new fans and bringing in younger fans. And also for NASCAR, they have a new sponsor. It's Monster Energy Drinks. For a while, it was the Sprint Cup Series. The Sprint phone company was sponsoring it. Now it's Monster. So they're also trying to roll that out as well this weekend and trying to publicize that on social media.
What else is trending on this Friday, Andrew?
Well, for our listeners out there, in a few short months, you might be able to be a professional soccer player.
Oh, okay.
And here's how you can do it. The LA Galaxy announced that they're going to be having tryouts open to the public at the Hive in London in late May, early June. And then they're also going to be having tryouts early June in Manchester. You have to be 16 to 25 years old, and you have to pay a fee of £149. It's about $185. And what they say is that if you pay this fee and you qualify, you can try out. And if they see something in you, you'll move on to the next rounds. And potentially they're going to pick, they said, five players from the public that they can add to the LA Galaxy organization. So a lot of people speculating and joking. They're looking for the next Beckham out there. Of course, David Beckham played for the LA Galaxy for a little while. But a lot of excitement among fans about this and a lot of speculation, almost like the golden ticket in Willy Wonka, people hoping they can be one of those five selected and show off their skills. But it's not without a little bit of controversy. There's some disappointment that it's only 16 to 25. There are some people saying, hey, I'm a great player. I'm in my late 20s. Why am I excluded? And some issue with the payment that you'd have to pay $185, £149 British pounds to do this tryout because the club makes so much money. Fans are saying they should open it up to everybody, although some people noting it is a way to kind of limit it. Otherwise, you might have, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people showing up to audition and try out.
London and Manchester, the two tryout venues, arguably the two hotbeds of English soccer.
Well, that's going to be the curious thing, too, is if they pick some folks who are British or if they have folks who travel from around the world to go there. So, again, that speculation, it's going to be really interesting to watch that. And I have no doubt they'll publicize this on social media. They'll cover this on social media just as they release this announcement on social media.
What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, a little bit of hot water for Jameis Winston. He is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the National Football League here in the U.S. And he went to an elementary school in Florida and was talking to a group of young boys and girls and told the girls they should be silent, polite, and gentle. This did not sit well with a lot of fans, saying that the remarks were sexist, that they were confused as to why he was even at an elementary school talking to these students. But he's kind of talked back some of those remarks, saying that he misspoke and his words were misconstrued, that he was trying to get the boys who are being rowdy to calm down, trying to point out that the girls were being silent and gentle and being good. But didn't get him a lot of good publicity and a lot of negative detraction on social media because of these comments.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see kind of a flashback photo from 2004 of me interviewing Liberian soccer great George Weah, who visited our VOA headquarters. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, a big announcement from reality TV, but connected to the sports world. The next season of Dancing with the Stars here in the United States will include none other than Simone Biles, of course, multiple gold medal winning Olympic gymnast. She is going to be participating in the 24th season of Dancing with the Stars. So I think already she is the favorite. As we've seen in the past, other athletes typically win because they have that physicality and the ability to dance well and move well. Some people saying she's kind of a ringer because she has to do those floor routines, and dancing the foxtrot is going to be easy compared to all those backflips and going end over end. So we'll hope the best for her, and we'll watch her when that kicks off in a couple of months.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Have a nice weekend, Andrew.
Thanks so much. You too.
And that wraps up the February 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Peter Hundley. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
To spur the development of innovative technologies to reduce food loss and waste in Africa, the Inter-Region Economic Network, or IREN, is conducting the inaugural East Africa Post-Harvest Technologies Competition 2017 through a grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID's, East Africa Trade and Investment Hub. The call for applications is now open. Reducing food loss and waste is essential for improved nutrition and food security. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations estimates that one-third, 1.3 billion metric tons, of the food produced for human consumption is lost or wasted along global supply chains. This accounts for a 15% income reduction for over 470 million participants in the agricultural value chain, including smallholder farmers, manufacturers, and retailers. The competition calls on innovators from across the East African community to pitch technologies that address challenges in the post-harvest management of food crop commodities and enhanced labor production. The competition will offer the top 25 participants an opportunity to showcase and pitch their ideas to potential partners, including development partners, donors, governments, farmer and trader associations, and investors. The competition will take place in May 2017 during a special session of the upcoming East Africa Post-Harvest Technologies Fair. The top three contestants will split a seed fund of $30,000 through a generous contribution of agribusiness corporation Syngenta and other partners. Innovators, researchers, and individuals age 18 and above from the East African member countries, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi, are welcome to apply. Application forms, competition guidelines, and awards information are available on the competition website, www.younginnovatorsinagribusiness.com, or email profiles to yiac@irenkenya.com. Finding innovative solutions to complex development challenges is paramount to USAID's mission, said USAID Mission Director for Kenya and East Africa, Karen Freeman. The East Africa Post-Harvest Technologies Competition 2017 supports locally driven solutions for greater East African food security. We are proud to be the sponsors of this competition.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Hello, Mambo! This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. This Sunday, treat your ears to a luscious hour of African music. From new, fresh, hot airway hip-hop to Tuareg rock and roll to island fusion of the Seychelles, I've got it for you! Plus, in this edition, live music and interviews with amazing artists from Zanzibar's 2017 Sauti za Busara Festival. this and more just for you, peeps. So tune in this Sunday, 1500 and 2000 UTC, right here with me, Heather, on Music Time in Africa.